Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. All right, here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all that you're doing. You are at work, and we trust you, God. We don't trust our emotions. We don't trust the circumstances. We put our trust in you. We put our faith in you. And we pray today that you help us learn how faith operates through love. In Jesus' name. Amen. So Galatians 5, real simple. I just want you to see it. I want you to see it in the scripture. It says Galatians 5, verse 6. The whole chapter is incredible, but just look at verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Now, the point I want you to focus on is faith working through love. What avails? What prospers? What makes a difference? What's the main thing? The main thing is faith working through love. You've heard me say many times, pastoring Faith Center, that everything in the kingdom of God is by grace through faith. So faith gives you access to grace. Grace is God's acceptance and God's favor. Grace is also God's unlimited ability that's given to you, his power, his strength that's released through your life. So faith gives you access to grace, and grace, everything in the kingdom of God, is by grace through faith. And now we see that faith works through love. So if you're not walking in love, your faith is not working. Faith works. Faith operates through love. So if you're not walking in love, if your heart is not pursuing and increasing and knowing and believing the love of God, the love that God has for you and the love that God moves through you, if your faith is not operating in love, your faith is not working. So with that in mind, let's look to 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. Because this is not an either or thing. This is not faith works or love works. You know, that's like saying what, you know, about grace and faith. It's not grace or faith. It's grace through faith. It's not faith or love. It's faith works through love. Many times we get things messed up in our head and it's an either or thing. But in the kingdom of God, it's the balance of both and operating both. So I just want this to be in your heart that faith not only gives you access to the grace of God, and everything in the kingdom of God is by grace through faith, but faith works through love. Faith works through love. And so look in 1 Corinthians 13, for context, for sake of context, 1 Corinthians 12 is talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And at the end of 12, he lands in the last verse of chapter 12:31, and he says, but earnestly desire the best gifts. Okay, real quick, what's the best gifts? What's the best gifts? Well, it's whatever gift is needed in that moment. That's the best gift. And yet I will show you, he says, I will show you a more excellent way. And the more excellent way is love. The more excellent way is love. And look at what he says, 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, look at this, all faith, so that I can remove mountains. Man, we want some of that, some faith that removes mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing. Have not love, I'm nothing. Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, that means prosperity for the purpose of generosity. And though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. It's not arrogant. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. It goes on talking about prophecies and all this other stuff will fail. All this other stuff will fail. Faith will even fail if it doesn't have love. And then it goes down to verse 13, and now abide faith, hope, and love. Now abide faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And the greatest of these is love because faith works through love. Love is the foundation. God is love. I know you know that. God is love. First John, throughout First John, a couple times it says that in First John, which is towards the end of your Bible. And so faith works through love. And if you feel like your faith's not working, it might not be working because of a love issue. God is love. And I love the thing that maybe some of you, I'm sure you've probably already heard this. A lot of people talk about this. But years ago, I heard somebody share this that I thought was amazing, that God is love. And so we know that Christ Jesus is God. So in this verse where it says love is, you know, patient, love is kind, love is, because this description shows you what love is and what love is not. It shows you what love does and what love does not do. And so you can substitute, I think, biblically accurate God for love, because God is love. So you can say God is kind, God is patient, God is this, and God does this and God doesn't do this based on this text. Well, you can also say it of Christ. Christ is patient. Christ is kind. And if Christ lives in you and you're a disciple of Christ, then you have the right by faith, by grace, through faith, to say that John Aiken is patient. John Aiken is kind because I'm in Christ. And so in Christ, I am patient. I am kind. In Christ, I do this and I don't do this. And it's a declaration of faith that you can say in agreement with the Word of God. And so I love, you know, how it says, you know, love does this. It's patient. It's kind, but it does not envy. It does not envy. It does not parade itself. It's not arrogant. It's not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. I love how it shows this is what some of what love does and what love does not do. And because it helps us understand, you know, if we're going to walk a life by faith and the just or the righteous shall walk by faith, we need to walk in love too. And so as you read this, I want your faith to rise up and be like, you know what? That's true of me. That's true of God. That's true of Christ. And it's true of Christ in me. And so I love this whole chapter, but I found a sheet that I wrote a number of years ago when I said, love is a choice. Love is a decision. It's not an emotion. It has emotional realities to it. You can feel the love of God. You should be able to feel the love of God, but it is not an emotion. It is a decision. It is a choice. It's not love by chance. That's an accident. You know, we say, oh, falling in love. I fell in love. Well, anytime we use the word falling and we're talking about an accident. We fell into a ditch or we fell. It's an accident. The Bible does not teach us to fall in love. The Bible teaches us to walk in love. Walking in love is a decision. It's love by choice, not love by chance. And it's a love that is a decision that will have emotional benefits and and experiences, but it is first and foremost a decision of faith, a decision of your will. So God did not fall in love with you. God decided to love you, and he's not going to change his mind. Because if you fall in love, you can fall out of love, and both of those are accidents. So he decides to walk in love. And I wrote down this little thing about what love does do and what love does not do. And I don't remember the exact time that I wrote this, but I remember it was really helping me kind of walk out some things. And so love does not compete against people. Love is not a competition. Love does not compete. Love completes. And I know it's kind of cheesy making it, you know, rhyme, and here goes my timer, making it rhyme and stuff. But I want you to know, love does not compete. It completes. Love does not compare people, compare you to somebody else or compare other people. Love does not compare one another. Love prepares for one another. Love prepares you for other people. Love does not compare you to other people. Love does not complain. Love does not complain. Love explains. You can explain things through love without having to complain, you know, about things. Love does not condemn, but it does correct. God corrects those whom he loves. So love does not compete, but it completes. Love does not compare, but it prepares. Love does not complain, but it explains. Love does not condemn, but love does correct. And I pray that as you read this verse, maybe more this week, that not only will your love walk increase, but your faith walk will increase. And that because the just shall live by faith, and your faith works through love. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for everyone who's watching that you would increase their faith walk by establishing their love walk, that they would love you because you first loved them, and they would be able to comprehend and receive your love for them, and that you would teach them what love does do and what love does not do, so they can walk in the love of God and walk in the faith of God. May your blessing rest upon your people in Jesus' name. Love you. We'll see you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.